Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. It is 5 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Here's the latest update that we have on our pair of systems here. One of them, Hurricane Marco, continues to stream moisture northward. Starting to see some of that moisture reach portions of Louisiana and other portions of the coastline with some heavy rainfall and some gusty winds. But also we're continuing to see Tropical Storm Laura back in here. We're still producing so much rainfall, flooding rains and some dangerous situations both in Haiti and also Dominican Republic. And some of that will continue over Cuba as well. Let's get the latest information. The brand new forecast literally came out just a little bit ago. Let's start looking at this here. First of all, Hurricane Marco, a few changes here. Notice we did change the forecast somewhat. A large area of tropical storm force winds stretching out from the center. So as we go forward in time, we have to think about well outside the cone with some of those impacts. Continue to be a hurricane right up to the Louisiana coast tomorrow afternoon approaching the coast. But remember, some of those impacts are going to get there before that with time. Right along the coastline, so you think about all that rainfall and the winds. If you move this area, you can get tropical storm force winds over Louisiana. And you start thinking about the rain bands and the tornadoes that could stretch over to the Mississippi coast, even maybe as far over as Alabama as well. So the latest information, I start looking at the wind timing. This too is brand new. Some of those winds reaching tomorrow morning, Plaquemines Parish, mouth of the river, over to Lafourche Parish and St. Bernard Parish. Some of these areas have the highest probability that we see purple into the orange colors there, the highest probability of getting those tropical storm force winds. So that's what we see. So you start to see conditions will deteriorate early tomorrow morning with that rain, with that wind. It's coming that way. So some of the other impacts that we see, we're still looking at some of the storm surge. Pretty dangerous situation when it comes to the storm surge. This is the maximum values that we could get some of these areas. We see some of that peak between Morgan City and over to Lake Bourne. And why that is, because if you have a track come up and move this way, it's just onshore flow, just pushes that water and piles up that water in a lot of these areas. That includes 2 to 4 foot potentially in Lake Maurepas, Lake Pontchartrain as well. So that's what happens. It piles up and that could be real dangerous. So definitely got to listen to those local officials and really keep an eye on the latest situation with this hurricane. Our other storm, we start looking at Tropical Storm Laura, and we do still predict this to become a hurricane as well. And there's a lot of uncertainty associated with this forecast. Current winds 60 miles an hour, so slowly increasing with time. We're right close to the coast of Cuba. So the scenario here is you start getting left portion of the cone. It misses most of the island of Cuba. They'll still get big impacts with winds and heavy rain and flooding rain, but you have more of the water to work with and could have a stronger storm with time. We are looking at a potential of a Cat 2 hurricane reaching the coastline with time. So it's going to be still a powerful storm. That's 2 a.m. Wednesday, 2 p.m. Wednesday. So conditions start to deteriorate with time on Wednesday. And we'll start looking at some of the timing. Real important to look at that timing associated with this. I do want to take the time to do that. Got to have things ready. Got to prepare. You're going to start seeing some of those winds on Wednesday morning and continuing through Wednesday afternoon. So that's when the winds are going to get their highest probabilities, upper Texas coast to southwest Louisiana. This has been the latest update on our pair of storms from right here at the National Hurricane Center.